which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. You know what they should do? They should make a porno called The Brady Brunch. And, like, have it just all about eating pussy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've had worse ideas.
I mean...
What?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not great.
Okay, all right.
It's decent, though.
So you're saying I've had better ideas?
You have had better ideas.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It was just kind of an off-the-cuff thing. I wasn't, like, planning that.
Now, is it all lesbians, or...?
I guess it would kind of have to be.
Yeah, because whenever a guy's... going down there, it's not.
Yeah. So okay. So do you watch when? So you're watching a porno.
Yeah.
And the guy starts going down on the girl.
Skip straight ahead.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do too, because it does nothing for me. Because as much as I like eating vagina, like, it does zero for me to watch a guy do it. Like, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I agree. I always skip. Now, lesbian porn, obviously, is a completely different animal. And that's, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for. Because sometimes, with the lesbian porn, I skip ahead to the point where that is going on.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
It's like when they're doing the thing, and it's like, oh, you know... what's her face? Some Eastern European girl. She came home from university. And, oh, her friend's there. Oh, I missed you. So first off, I skipped that. Second of all, they start kissing. Skip that. Let's get to the box punching. Because that's what I'm here for. That's what I paid admission to do. Not that I pay for porn, because I'm not a fucking retard.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. But, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah? You feeling good?
Yeah, I am. I am, actually. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, you know. I mean, I could complain, but I'm not gonna, because why bother? You know, things are okay. In fact, they're almost pretty decent.
Could be better, could be worse.
Right, exactly.
So what we're talking, okay, so talking about porno.
Yeah. So, Keith.
Greg.
Have you ever commented on a porno video online?
Once. It was only...
I was really hoping... Well, no, I don't even say hoping. I was just really figuring to be like, no.
It was on the Kardashian sex tape, and my only comment,
Ray J?
Yeah, my only comment was, should have ended in a facial blast.
Oh, did you? Really
and then I did the emoji thumbs down.
You really did comment that?
No, of course I didn't.
Okay, I didn't think you did, but
of course I didn't. If I had said yes, I really had, would you have believed me?
Yeah, I might have.
Okay.
You're
then
a
yes,
individual.
I really did.
Yeah, well, too late now, you jerk.
We'll cut that other part out. Yes, I really did. I was very upset. I wanted her to get it in her eye, and then Ray J be like, oh, sorry, baby. And she'd be like, now it's all covering my contact, okay? Do you have any idea how hard it is gonna be to take this out?
See, the thing is that it was almost believable because I thought that you might, in fact, make a negative comment about the Kardashians. Not not from like a I want to see this porno stance, but I hate like what's going on here stance.
Yeah.
So that actually was almost a realistic video for you to have mentioned.
I know, that's why I mentioned it. That's why
yeah, that, like so. It almost sort
so
of
everyone for a second is gonna go, oh my god, he really did.
Yeah, he commented on the. I mean, because we've all seen it.
Yeah.
Like,
did the Paris Hilton one didn't end in a facial either, right?
No, I don't think so.
I want a celebrity sex tape to end in a facial or a cream pie in the ass. That's all I'm saying.
Nothing. I love when Paris Hilton answers her phone, or like checks her phone in the middle of hers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so bad. It's just the phone stops going off. She's like, "Oh, my phone!" I'm like, "Oh, my god." It, I wouldn't say it takes me out of it because not that I was ever really in it, but like, it's just not good.
Yeah, I just watched the Paris Hilton one just because everybody was talking about it, and then that led me down the dark path of porn.
Did you J.O.
that,
to the Paris
that was
Hilton
the
one?
No, at first I was just like, oh my god, this is so crazy, and then it was like related videos, and then I started looking at the related videos, and then I was like, oh my god, where has this been all my life, and then I started drinking off.
Oh.
Because, okay. Like, I started watching other videos, and then I was like, what's this strange feeling I have? And then I started touching my penis, and now it's just like, oh my god, it's amazing.
Oh.
That's how I discovered masturbation.
Oh, okay, right.
Not
I
really,
don't
but
believe that at
no.
all. Okay, so yes, I actually have J.O. to the Paris Hilton one, probably only once.
Both videos are just so weird.
Oh yeah, because there is that second one.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that, but yeah, I was talking about both the Kardashian and the Paris Hilton one.
Oh, because there is a second Hilton one, too.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever really, I don't know if I've J-O'd to the second one, though. But yes, they are weird. It's just kind of an awkward, they're just strange. One of the things that I've been
obsessed with? No. Interested in?
Mildly intrigued by.
Okay.
Was the comments. If anyone, I mean, like, I feel like 90% of the people out there that are listening to this podcast have gone on Pornhub, RedTube, what any of those similar.
Holy sites. Shit, I've completely forgot about RedTube.
You know what? I actually have been delving into RedTube a little bit more recently. I've gone back.
Good stuff on there?
It's decent. You know, Pornhub is still my go to.
What about YouPorn?
No. I used to do YouPorn, but, it got weird. Do you still do it?
No, I haven't been on there either. But you just saying RedTube made me think of YouPorn.
Oh, no.
Have you been on YouTube? I can't remember the last time I was on there.
No. Because YouPorn was kind of like it got weird. It got like weird, like creepy, like German porn. Like there was like shit sex and like it was just kind of. It got a little odd, like, I haven't been on there in a long time. I would say YouPorn, RedTube, Xvideos sometimes I will hop on.
Oh, yeah, Xvideos.
Xvideos is okay. The main issue there is the video quality, very poor. It's not very good. So, and then, what's the other one? X Hamster? Have you ever been on X Hamster?
Oh, yeah, X Hamster. I've heard of that.
Not one of my more visited, but, I've been on there a couple, two, three times. You know? But what's interested me lately was the fact that people leave comments on pornos.
Mm-hmm.
And not even just pornos. Like, most of these are not, like, full-ass videos. They're clips. You know, it's like 8 minutes here, 10 minutes here. Sometimes you get the full thing. But a lot of them are like, you know, everyone knows it's a fucking online free porn. It's like a preview almost. You J-O, you get it done quick, and it does the job within the first 5-6 minutes or whatever it lasts. But the comments have been kind of, I'm interested in them, especially the weird and, like, aggressive comments. Have you noticed the aggressive ones?
I do not read the comments.
I do. Because it's funny. Just because I've done it before and I've noticed the weird ones. So I've grabbed a few that I would like to share. These are actually all off of Pornhub.
Okay.
I wonder
if they vary a little bit.
You mean the type of comment or the video?
I mean the type of comment. I wonder if there's a website out there where they're all very, very nice.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely possible, where like a more like a tamer site, like one of those ones that pretends to be like artistic,
yeah,
even though it's porno. Maybe the people are very like gentle.
Yeah, or like a Canadian porn site.
Maybe.
Like, oh, good job taking that in the face.
Good job. I'm very proud of you.
You know, not everyone can do that. That's a real skill. That's good.
Good for you, girly.
Wait, what accent are you doing?
I was kind of Scottish.
Yeah. Maybe so. Scottish is very nice.
Yes, it could be.
Or it's just all a lot of like Sean Connery type thing, like that woman should be punched in the face. Just smack her around a little bit.
No, he's watching the boy. He's like, I'm waiting to be impressed.
Sometimes when a woman has shed her part and she's had enough, you gotta slap her.
Yeah, they always have to have the last word.
And so, and sometimes you let them have the last word, and then you blow a load in their face.
I can see him saying that.
That was Barbara Walters was like, "Do you want to do that one again?" Yes, please.
Even that's too much for me.
She's like, yes, please. Sometimes they want to have the last word, and you just gotta smack them to shut them up. And Power Watch is like, do you want to do that again?
Nope. No. Nope, we'll leave that as it is. That's nope. Exactly what I meant.
That's all right by me.
So I...
Can I invite you out for coffee later? No, thank you.
Nope. So I've got the video name, and I'll give you like a little description of what we're talking about.
Okay.
And all right. And then the strange comments. I went through the comments. Some are stupid comments. So I tried to find the more interesting ones, of course, because I don't want to give everyone the shitty comments. So the first video I've got is called Extra Huge Melons Destroyed by Lucky Guy. And it's two women who are, I'd say they're full figured, they're not fat.
Wait. What's the video called again?
Extra Huge Melons Destroyed by Lucky. The person spelled Lucky wrong. It's L-U-C-K-E Guy.
Okay, it sounds like a Gallagher video, but okay, going on.
Yeah, I agree. So it is, and actually the person who posted it, their username is called Fat Ninja. These folks don't necessarily look fat, they just look, you know, like healthy. I'd say healthy. Good chunky is what I'd describe it as. Good chunky. And the comment that I liked.
Now, how much of the video did you watch?
I maybe 30 seconds or so. Okay. I admittedly did not watch a lot of these videos. Like, I took like a little, like, just got like a sense of what was going on.
Okay.
So it's a threesome video, two voluptuous women and one lucky L-U-C-K-E guy. This guy, Nelg, it's N-E-L-G-X-X-X. He writes, one guy, two voluptuous women. It's any guy's wet dream, but in a porn scene, it's too much. It's too much female for one male to handle. One cock, but with two women. There are two mouths, two pussies, two assholes, and two sets of tits. Too much for one cock.
What is this?
I want to be like, what are you writing, like a movie trailer?
I feel like that was said by like Stephen Hawking. He's like, I have done the math. Two women, two mouths, two pussies, two assholes, and two sets of tits. It does not compute.
Ugh.
You can't make it work. By my calculations, you need at least six dicks.
I read that.
12 if you're into DPs.
Why even make the comment? Like, why even bother? Like, it's just such a weird thing to say.
Usually, like, whenever I have glanced at videos, they're just like, who are these girls? Like, who is this?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of the comments. It's like, who is this? Because they want to see more material by them, which I've done that too, where I've been like, oh, man, who is this? Like, I would like to see her in more shit. Like, I feel like most men have done that. But this guy just wants to, like, lay it out there, just be like, you know, just like, this is too much. Oh, I enjoyed that comment, really.
He's just like, I just picture him with a chalkboard in his office. And he's just like, I can't make it work.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's just too many body parts.
He's in his basement with all these like rudimentary drawings of stick figures fucking and all these equations. And his wife's like, honey, come down to bed. No, I can't make it work. It doesn't make sense.
It's like Russell Crowe in the fucking A Beautiful Mind. And he's in his little shed there, and he's got all like the strings attaching all the pictures, and he's just like, it just doesn't make sense.
I've done the calculations, and it doesn't work.
Four tits, two pussies, two mouths, one dick. I can't do it any longer.
And after like 2 weeks of this, she comes down in some skimpy outfit, and she's just like, she's just like, what about one pussy, one dick? And he's like, that would make sense, but they didn't do that, and just keeps ignoring her.
Yeah, no. He's just so focused on it.
She's like, all right, I'm going to go fuck the milkman. Not that they still have a milkman, but you know what I mean.
And he's just like, I thought we fired the milkman 30 years ago.
She's like, well, then I'll just find a guy in the milk section at the supermarket.
A guy hunting for milk that won't go bad for 2 months.
Or she's like, it's either that or I'll fuck the 16-year-old stock boy that's putting the milk away. He's like, yeah, whatever. Just still, two assholes, two pussies, two tits, two mouths. It doesn't work.
I can't make it work.
The only unknown variable in all this is X, and I can't make X solve for anything. She's like, you failed math. You realize that, right? Like,
this guy's an absolute animal and crazy.
She's like, fine. I found this video of a whole bunch of dudes fucking a whole bunch of chicks, every hole is filled. What do you think? And he goes, no, that's disgusting. It's too many dicks.
I won't stand for this filth. So,
all right,
the next one is from a pretty well-known porn site. It's called Reality Kings.
Oh, okay.
You know the Reality Kings?
I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
It's called...
It's not really reality, but go
no,
on.
No, it's not. It's 100% staged.
And does this involve another voluptuous woman?
Well, I mean, there are women in it. Yeah, thank you. It says, Reality Kings, two stunning college lesbians initiate their new sorority sister.
Oh, okay.
Which, I'll admit, is a... I enjoy those videos.
I thought you were going to say it's a common occurrence in sororities.
I don't say it's a common occurrence. I'd say it's a video genre that I do enjoy. But there's a couple good comments on here. First one I enjoyed was, this may be weird or maybe never thought of before, but when I see two girls kissing, I sometimes like to imagine my cock in between their tongues. It really gets me off even more than watching and thinking. ... It's really great. I just feel like this guy just had kind of a stream of consciousness moment. It was like, you know what? I just got to write it down.
I'm just going to share this.
I just got to tell everyone what I'm thinking right at this moment.
Like, he's just hanging out late at night watching porn on his computer. He's just like... you know what he is? He's Matthew McConaughey driving a Lincoln in that commercial. Where he's just talking. And he's like, you know, sometimes I see two women kissing, and I just imagine my God between them.
And you're like, I really didn't ask you.
I didn't really want an opinion, and I just imagined it getting all wet. That's why I drive a Lincoln.
What? The next comment is by Spunkloader.
Oh, excellent! racking rounds of spunk into the chamber. Yeah.
His comment is superb, except for the hairy fanny. Shave it, then it's perfect, except why no fingers in her slippery teen schoolgirl cunt? She needs my cock. In fact, they all need my cock.
Now, was this the same video?
Yes.
Okay. So clearly it was shot in HD, and he had problems with the girls having hair on their ass.
Yeah, because, you know,
HD, in real life, see those
girls don't have a little bit of hair.
You can see those little fine hairs in HD.
Yeah, but apparently every girl that he's ever slept with is completely hairless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he must be lucky, because unfortunately, I don't know what that's like.
Having a hairy ass?
No. Having just every girl you're with is completely
hairless.
Hairless, you know, and there's absolutely no gripes to be had. So the next one that I enjoyed. Do you know Little Lupe?
I can't picture. I've heard the name before, though.
So she's like, I think she's like Colombian, right? And she looks like she's probably like 14.
Okay.
Now, I read a little thing on it, and she recently got like breast implants, so she used to have like no tits, so it made her look even younger.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's got like these big like fake boobs. So she looks a little bit older, but she's still just like really like small and thin, and just looks like way underage. So like, creepy dudes really enjoy it, obviously. So this video is called Private Latina Lupe in Anal Action. And the first gentleman, it's Nazca. And he's got a picture of himself, well, of someone with a bare chest. And it says, Lupe isn't a little girl anymore. No. Isn't a little girl slut anymore. This bitch is maturing nicely. She's never a disappointment and always takes it in the ass. Too few videos of this fuck whore.
Wow.
Like, what a creepy, aggressive animal.
That's really going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I just, like, Nazca, you should be ashamed of yourself that you ever wrote something like that. This is kind of why, like, I read some of these comments sometimes and I get shit like that and I'm just like, man, these people are creepy. Like, I would never want to meet some of these people that, like, actually, like, look at, like, a porno video and think shit like that.
That's harsh.
It is. It's weird. So I tried to, I tried to get a bunch of different kinds of videos.
Okay. You really did your research on this. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I did like the college lesbians. I did the fatter girls. I did the anal one with Lupe. The next one is the video is called 3D Toon Loves Dick.
3D Toon Loves Dick. So I'm assuming it's an animated adventure?
Yes.
Nice.
So my first question is to you.
Okay.
Have you ever jerked off to a animated, whether it be like a 3D, like computer animated or drawn animated or anything like that, porno?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm not proud of it.
Like, what was the circumstances? Were you just in a rush, or was...
I came across it, and it was like, it was there, and I was like, it was one of those, it's like, gotta get it over with type deals, and I just went for it.
Okay. All right.
So, I'll admit it, as fucked up as it is, you know, I put me in the category. This one is weird. I admittedly did not really watch this. I probably should have. The picture is kind of weird. It's like some girl holding a TV remote. It's an animated, like, kind of looks like a black girl, but the comments are good though.
Okay.
The first one is by TRP God. He says, I mean, it was great and all, and I was into it, but after I finished the video, I just thought to myself, you're better than this.
End of story.
So I think he kind of had like a moment like maybe I had after I jerked off to an animated video before where it's just like, you know, you've sunk to a new low. Yeah, basically. Yeah,
just that after you jerk off to something kind of weird and you're just like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those moments. Yeah. The next
like,
gentleman.
As your dick is going down, you just hear.
Exactly. Perfect. Couldn't have said it better. Now, the next comment.
Oh, I bet it's a good one.
Is now I wish that I had kind of seen what this person was talking about. This person, Perfect J.
Oh, well, what's the video? Is it the animated
the same
one?
Okay. It's the same animated one. He says, pretty sure what she did at the end would snap his dick into quarters and leave her pussy a disheveled bloody mess. Interesting animation, though.
Wow. I like how he really thought through the physics of this. It must be the first guy's brother. Hey, Steve, I can't make this math work. Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out the physics on this. I have to snap his dick. I don't understand it.
He did. He researched it.
I've recreated it with a carrot and a watermelon that I've cooked in the microwave for 30 seconds, but I just can't make it work.
Ugh.
What's this video called? 3D Toon.
3D Toon loves dick. And the picture is like this kind of ethnic looking girl.
I see.
Holding a remote control.
Let me see. I want to see what she does at the end.
I bet it's good.
This is so weird.
These people seem to like it. It's got a 76% positive rating on Pornhub.
The part I just skipped to has her lowering herself onto his dick and has like a xylophone like
I'm just thinking of the guy that's just like, you're better than this.
I'm guessing maybe this is what he meant.
What's going on? Did she break his dick into quarters?
Oh, God. Okay. So it goes from her literally completely leaping off of his dick and slamming back down onto it multiple times.
God. Yeah, that sounds like it could be bad.
And then there's a ceiling fan above them. And she reaches up and grabs onto it. And then, like, is, like, pulling herself up and rotating on his dick because the ceiling fan is turning.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I'll give him points for creativity on. I mean, it's not something you could do in a real porno, so why not? You know, extend the boundaries of reality.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that there's some creativity to it, but it's just so bizarre.
Remember, the first guy says, I mean, it was pretty great and all, and I was into it.
But what am I doing with my life?
Right. So, the next video is called Teens Next Door Fuck Till They're Sore.
Oh, I like the little rhyme there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So this actually has one of my... I don't say favorites, but girls that I've watched more often than others.
Okay.
Brie Olsen.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's a popular porno actress.
She's a name in the industry.
She's a name. She's got very big breasts and a big bum. Likes to take it in the bum a lot. Or she at least does it on the videos. So this one comment that I really enjoyed, it was from a gentleman who calls himself Wild Pig,
Oh, wild pig. Okay.
And his picture, his profile picture, is a just a big, hard cock. And it's his comment is, "What a wonderful way to spend the day with you and your girlfriend, fucking and sucking each other until fucking you in the ass. I blow my cum load all over your face, and you suck the last cum from my cock. XO, XO, smiley face, smiley face." I feel like...
All right.
I feel like Wild Pig might have some deep-seated issues that he's not dealt with.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like his respect for women might be low.
You think so?
I've got an inkling. The next video I've got is called Ariel Rose Doing Anal for the First Time.
Ariel Rose doing
anal for the first time.
Okay.
It's got almost 3 million views.
Okay, alright, that's good.
This gentleman named...
I'm going to go on a limb, though, and say anal for the first time is a lie. But oh, go on.
Yes, I think 99% of the time it's a complete lie. This gentleman, his username is Chode Wizard.
Oh, Chode Wizard.
Yes.
Oh, I've read his books. He has some good stuff out
there. Yeah. His comment is, "I would slide my balls through 5 miles of glass just to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie."
That is the best comment I've ever heard.
I don't know where this guy came up with that.
"I would slide my balls through 5 miles of broken glass."
Yep.
"Just to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie."
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way better than the my other favorite comment I heard when I was on my post graduation trip in Europe, and we were at this. This bar in, maybe we're in London. I don't remember exactly. I think we're in London, or maybe we're in Paris. Because I think the bar. I don't think barmaid is the right term, but she was like a
wench.
Yeah, she was like the bartender, but also like came around and served stuff. But the one guy in our group just goes, "Damn, I'd eat her ass even if she was the Nazis and I was Anne Frank."
Wow. That's good.
And I was like, that's a fantastic comment. I'm going to remember that. And I always have.
Wow.
But yeah, I would eat her ass if she were the Nazis and I was Anne Frank.
I like that.
That's good. This guy totally topped it.
Yeah.
The distance between number one and number two is about 5 miles of broken glass right there.
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned it for you. It's perfect.
5 miles of broken glass and a walkie-talkie. One of the old-school ones with a long antenna, too.
Yeah. So I have actually two more comments for the same video.
Okay. Please tell me they tried to outdo this guy.
This next gentleman says, "Was, W-A-S, so like was, not like what's. Was up with all this anal bullshit these days. I love girls' booty holes too, but it's nothing compared to that sweet, young, tight, pink little pussy. For guys who are obsessed with buttholes, must be faggots. The main thing that separates a girl from a boy, and you pick the ass? WTF? ? So,
he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but then this gentleman responds to
him. Oh, yes.
Jake Jenkins 413 says,
Jake Jenkins. I really hope that's Jake Gyllenhaal's porno screen name.
He says, why the fuck are you looking at videos with anal in the title and complaining about them? Do a search for pussy and shut up. So it's, I like it because he's not even like, you're wrong. He's just like, you're like, as Sala would say, they're digging in the wrong spot. Like, just stop complaining. What you want is out there. Just go look for it.
That was a great reference, by the way.
Thank you.
They're digging in the wrong spot. They're
digging in the wrong spot. So the last video I have is called, and I don't know if you've seen the ads for these videos, it's called Extra Small.
I have seen ads for that, yeah.
E-X-X-X-T-R-A Small.
Yeah.
So it's called Extra Small Petite Blonde Teen Tied and Banged. I think it's that girl Dakota Sky. She's an up and coming porno actress.
up and coming. That was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I didn't. Okay. But
we'll say you did. We'll cut that part out.
Yeah. She first comment that I found interesting is actually by our good friend Wild Pig.
No way.
He says, love to tie you in.
wait, which comment was Wild Pig again to begin with? Do you remember?
The original Wild Pig was, what a wonderful way to spend the day with you and your girlfriend.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
And sucking each other, and I blow my load all over your face, blah blah blah.
He was actually very romantic. He's the Thoreau of the porn commenters.
Yeah. So Wild Pig comments on this one and says, love to tie you to the bed blindfolded and leave, coming back later, pretending to be someone else and take advantage of your helpless position by feeding you some fat cock to suck as I try to get it down your gagging throat and then stuffing your little wet pink pussy full of cock and pumping it full of that creamy cum before pulling out and letting you suck the drops of cum from my cock. XOXO, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face.
So it takes a turn there. He's kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing. Even though I noticed some similarities in how he likes to finish.
He does. He says the same thing.
Wow. Wild Pig.
Again, like I said before, I think Wild Pig has some issues and his respect for women is limited.
Do you think it's possible that all the commenters on Pornhub are just Wild Pig under different names?
That would be great. No, because I like the people that come back and like the ones who reply to other comments, John Jenkins there. That guy was good. I think there's a couple real guys.
There's a couple white knights of the Pornhub industry.
white knights. Yeah, perfect.
Hey, I don't think you should be talking about her like that. It's a respectable industry. Some people like to be tied up, but, you know, I mean, that's fine.
You get your damn hands off her.
Yeah. If she's tied up and she says no, she means no, so you should back away.
The next comment is by Old Manna, and his picture is of an old man.
Okay, all right.
And he says, personally, I like tying women up once they learn to trust me. They reach a little higher orgasmic plane. Dakota is a little... Dakota is a little freak, and as such, even though young, I would still tie her down.
Oh my god.
What I really wanted to do here, and what I think I was successful at, is just displaying some of the animals that are on the internet and peruse the porn sites that we look at.
Let's do this segment again, but let's specify I'm trying to find more replies to what people say. I want to know more about the guys that reply.
Yeah, I like those guys too. They're less creepy. But yeah, so
like the guy that was just like, the math doesn't make sense. I just want somebody to be like, yeah, but do you want to watch a video with 8 dicks? I don't.
2 mouths, yeah. 2 pussies, 4 tits. It just doesn't make sense.
Because to do the math, if you want 8 dicks in there, you need 2 women and then 8 dudes. Do you want to watch that video? I don't.
His comment again was, just for reiteration, I just like it so much. One guy, 2 voluptuous women. It's any guy's wet dream.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that? What was that again? I cut out for a second.
One guy, 2 voluptuous women. It's any guy's wet dream. But in a porn scene, it's just too much. It's just too much female for one male to handle. One cock, but with 2 women. There are 2 mouths, 2 pussies, 2 assholes, and 2 sets of tits. Too much for one cock. This guy... I feel like he just takes it a little too serious.
I don't understand what to do with all of it.
He's got a slide rule. He looks like one of the guys that makes control.
He's got
an Apollo 13.
He's got a slide rule and an abacus and an Ed Harris haircut from Apollo 13.
Oh, exactly. And he's just like, I just can't make it work. Like, I can't get them home at Harris.
He's got, like, a 5-day stubble going on, and his wife's like, honey, just come. No, I watched this video. I gotta figure it out.
Oh.
Shut up.
I mean, this.
I'll tie you up, but I don't know a guy. I don't have time, but I know a guy. I met him on the message boards, but he likes to tie you up.
Once you trust him.
Yeah, you gotta trust him. He's coming off of coffee in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. So
go start the coffee and then go to the garage and get my good bungee cords.
You know I have a ton of them. I guess my real goal is to just highlight the insanity that occurs. And honestly, I'll admit, I didn't dig very deep. Like, I did, you know, different kinds of videos. I did, you know, tried to find some funny, some creepy. But, like, I could have dug a lot deeper and found many more weird, creepy comments. So... just be wary of who you meet out there, kids. Because there's some weird fucking dudes.
There are some very strange dudes.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Very, exactly. Very strange dudes. I love that first guy. It's like, he's like, I can't figure it out.
He's the best.
I just feel like, I feel like if he was ever in a threesome scenario, like, this would just happen. It'd just be like, I don't know what to do. And he would just, he'd be like, do I touch the boob? Do I touch these boobs? I don't know. I don't know what to do. Oh. You're running around. I don't know. Yeah. I love that. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
That guy, and what was the name of the guy that was the that wants to drag his balls through 5 mile of glass to hear some chick fart?
The gentleman who wants to do that was Chode Wizard.
Chode Wizard. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a way that you can click, and I know you, like, screen cap these, but is there a way, can I, like, click on a guy's profile and see all their comments?
All right, so I'm not, it looks like it looks like a link. Honestly, their name looks like a link, and you might be able to. I'm not sure. I did not try it, to be honest. But okay,
I'm gonna take a look here. I don't know how I can. What was the name of the video for Chode Wizard?
Chode Wizard was Ariel Rose, A-R-I-A-L, doing anal.
I'm sorry, hang on. A-R-I-A-L.
Rose, doing anal for the first time.
Okay, was he pretty close to the... Oh, here he is, Chode Wizard. Alright, here's Chode Wizard. Activity... Oh, he unlocked an achievement.
He unlocked an achievement?
All posts. It doesn't show me... It just shows me that he's unlocked achievements. It won't show me his posts.
Damn.
I wonder, maybe... hang on, view, post... Oh, it won't show... Maybe, I wonder if it's something where, like, I have to actually, like, sign up to. But let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Ah, damn, I was hoping that we could, like, find our favorites and then go back and look at all their, start collecting.
Well... Sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's not showing me there. Oh, that would have been great. Just go through greatest hits.
Yeah. Just peruse.
Just watch the let's see. Some of them you can see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, this one guy says, cock is throbbing, nearly ripping my briefs off. Anyone want to watch me stroke it till I come for you? PM me on here or Skype me. Hella kid.
Oh, you can private message on Pornhub?
I guess so.
No, I was not aware. I'll have to join up.
He has some kind of a survey on here.
Oh, really?
Answer it. Your name, age, favorite position or positions. Do you think I'm hot? Would you have sex with me? Would you have to be drunk? Have you ever thought about having sex with me? Do you like cuddling afterwards? Condom or skin? Do you give oral pleasures? Pleasures? Pleasures. Only just kind of one way to skin a cat. Do you like to receive oral pleasures? Have sex on the first date? Would you kiss me during sex? Do you think I would be good in bed? Threesome or maybe foursome? What I like about that question is threesome is spelled three, the word for three, S-U-M, or maybe foursome, F-O-U-R-S-O-M-E.
Oh, so he spells them differently.
Differently, yeah, yeah.
What an idiot.
How many times would you like to come? Spit or swallow? Do you like foreplay? Do you have any hot friends you want to fuck with? Do you want to chat with me? By the way, do you want to chat with me? No? Oh.
Oh, what a jerk. Well, and I liked him. I, you know what? Fuck it, I still like him.
Ugh, so strange. I mean, he's an okay guy.
He's better than Wild Pig.
Yeah, Wild Pig won't even let me read his posts. Fuck that guy.
He's an animal.
This is Ben Butcher Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets, and I would drag my balls through 5 miles of broken glass just to be the man that's heard you fart through a walkie-talkie. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I don't know.